The Internet, the final frontier.
Hey, Lou.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears and see it with your eyes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this isn't the first time we've done this. It's just, it's a special occasion. God damn it.
Is the light supposed to be blinking? Does that mean that the recording apparatus is on, or are we recording, or?
That's just telling you the camera's, okay, yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's recording.
Can you please act like you've been in a studio before?
I have. I just know that a hard red light means, you know, do your thing on the catwalk.
Well, this is Sony. They're softer a little bit.
Ah, okay. Yes. Yeah. How have you been, Brian?
I have been fucking busy.
Yes. How's the man show?
The man show?
Yes.
Well, there's no ladies jumping on trampolines, unfortunately, but...
No, but they're doing moonsaults, right?
Yeah. I've been doing pro wrestling training, and I'm actually doing that tomorrow, and then, well, the 12th of July, tomorrow, and then on the 13th, I actually have a show in West Virginia, so that should be fun.
Like, you're actually going to be on the card on the show?
I'm going to be in the Battle Royal, and I'm also going to be doing the filming for the rest of the show.
So. Oh, good.
Yep.
That's cool.
And I just got a little bit less of my gear in the mail, so that should be good to go.
Nice.
Meanwhile, we've got Jan Greenscreen back here. You know, and then Sean's going to apparently have a lot of fun with it and, you know, post up anything. Like, for instance, that. He's going to post that up there.
Oh, hey. Hi. Look at him flopping around.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Can we do a bit real fast, please?
Sure.
Because I don't know about you, my favorite green screen bit in any movie has got to be Wayne's World. So I just want to say one thing real fast. You can imagine yourself anywhere with a green screen. Like, for instance, Delaware. Hi. I'm in Delaware.
I'm glad I could make your dream come true.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I can go die now. Yeah.
Brian Massey, setting the bar low since 1987.
And how.
So anything else going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Not really. How about you, though? What's happening with you?
So, what was it? These last couple episodes, you've been telling people I've been on a cruise, I believe it was?
Yes, you've been on an expedition across the world to find yourself.
Ah, yes. All right, well...
both mentally and physically and possibly sexually.
Oh. I mean...
How was the Isle of Man?
It was actually a lot sexier than they lead you to believe. Like, seriously, so much penis flopping around.
I prefer the Isle of Lesbos, but that's just me.
I mean, but yeah, the Greek economy right now is shit.
Yeah, nah, you got me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, lots of flopping penises, huh?
We don't know what's actually back there. We're just assuming he's just going to do things. He's just going to put stuff back there to make us uncomfortable.
I imagine there's going to be like a PG version, a R-rated version, and then X-rated right here.
Like, literally, they're going to be coming at us with dicks like clubs.
Or they're going to be coming at us with like...
No! Dicks. No! You pervert. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess, yeah, we should actually try and podcast now.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to. I don't have my computer up here, but there's some really interesting stories happening in the world. For instance, in Japan, did you know, Colin? Did you know that apparently Hello Kitty's merchandising scheme just knows no boundaries anymore? Because apparently, and you can see up here, there's Hello Kitty motor oil selling for like $33 a jug in Japan right now. I'm not fucking making this up. Honestly, are you surprised about this? Is anybody surprised about this anymore? The fact that like Hello Kitty's pretty much on like fucking everything? Because
no, and I honestly don't know why you're surprised about that.
It's just like, I think at this point we've reached about as rock bottom as we can.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, seriously, it's like you got Hello Kitty dolls, you got Hello Kitty stationery, you got Hello Kitty backpacks, you got, I mean, you got Hello Kitty tandem dongs. I mean, it's just like, yeah, fucking
tandem dongs.
Yeah, you know, tandem dongs.
No, I don't know. What is
two,
that?
Two women ride each end.
Oh, that
tandem dong.
Gotcha. I know what you're talking about. I was just testing you.
Oh, now you know. Anyway, I mean, so, I mean, really, realistically, I mean, Japan is just one of those places that knows how to market.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't know why this is surprising to you. I'm surprised they didn't get to it sooner. It's not like cars are just a recent invention over there.
Well, duh, but still.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just like, you know, eventually they were going to have to break it. Like, they would have tapped every conceivable market. You'd think they'd get to automotive, you know, care products sooner than this.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, Hello Kitty's been around since when?
At least the 1960s, I think.
Really?
I think so, at least. Sean, can we get a burger floating gently from, like, right to left across the screen? Awesome. Thank you. Can you make him smile for a second? Oh, no, he's smiling. No, he's frowning. Don't do that.
Anyway.
I just made more work for you.
You're such a dick.
Not really.
Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, Hello Kitty motor oil is not that surprising.
I don't know. I know that they have, like, a bullet train in Japan right now that you can get on that's completely Hello Kitty decked out.
Yeah, I believe that. And what do you think the train's running on? Hello Kitty motor oil.
There you go.
Or Hello Kitty train oil, because you know what? They got to fucking tap that market, too.
Do you need train oil? Do you like Hello Kitty? Come on down here and get our Hello Kitty train oil.
No, it's just, the thing is, I'm just so glad right now that we don't have the soundboard up.
Is it fully synthetic?
I'm just saying.
No, it's 110% dinosaur.
God bless America.
You know, because honestly, it's like if we had the soundboard right now, you know Sean would be playing that vaguely racist Chinese restaurant music.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, hello.
Oh, hello, a kitty.
Exhibit A through fucking Z.
It makes me so happy.
Anyway.
You see, this is what happens when you draw attention to it.
It warrants drawing attention to. If we don't bring it up, he'll never learn.
I just realized, by the way, that we're going to be releasing this as an audio podcast, too, and... good Lord, if you've been following the BGN drinking game, then God fucking help you. Because that's about, what, five drinks right there?
Yeah, you're about eight Zimas to the wind right now.
Yep.
Zima.
And I'm feeling free.
Now I'm thinking that we probably should just make this video and then have a separate audio thing.
Yeah, we should.
We can do that.
We should
do that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You want to hop back over to the computer, sir?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to get in on this. Are you good?
You should do it.
Sean. Well, I mean, they'll pick him up on that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? I love your shirt. For those of you who can't see this, he's wearing...
I'm going.
All right, he's going to come around.
Come around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely.
Look at this.
Look at that shit.
Ugh.
It's beautiful.
It's like consumerism and Lisa Frank vomited all over you.
Blah.
Yeah, right?
Blah.
And speaking of vomiting, guess what? I have diabetes.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. You guys...
Or
you guys,
as
you
or,
guys have seen me, I can't believe this came as a surprise to anybody who actually knows me.
We were discussing this in the pre-show, and Brian's like, "Oh yeah, everyone's getting to the different things. Like, I'm getting into wrestling. Sean's getting into spray painting art, and Colin's getting into diabetes."
And of course, I got all indignant, and I was like, "Hey, it's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle." I'm not going to lie, like, you know...
You're that much closer to being vegan, you know that, right?
Oh, hell no. No, I'd rather slip into a diabetic coma than go vegan. I'm just saying.
I don't really think
cheese
you would want to.
Cheese until disease.
Cheese until disease.
Come on, bump it. You got to bump it. Bump it, thank you.
Oh my God.
I will say that much, that was like the first great relief I fucking had. Even before... Oh, you only have type 2 diabetes. I'm like, I can have cheese. Thank you, God.
I mean,
like no bread, like no bread, no pasta, or very little. I'm like, oh God.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's the end times.
All right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Colin, but you know, and feel free to reference this really boring scientific chart that's behind us right now. But from what I understand, you have type 2 diabetes, but that's mainly what everybody gets later on in life. But you can't necessarily get type 1 diabetes unless you're born with it. Kind of like, you know, Maybelline or something. I don't know.
Maybelline?
I just got it.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's a... No, that's the hashtag. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's diabetes.
Maybe it's curly fries.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
It is! It's so good. Okay,
maybe
it's curly fries. Anyway, I got, what was it? Back in May, it was literally like, I first noticed something was going wrong when you got back from your cruise, because we went to dinner that night. And I remember I was like, oh yeah, Sean and me and Brian, we're all gonna hang out. We get to my apartment, I get inside, I sit down, and I'm like, something's wrong because I feel fucking, like, I feel like I just walked 10 miles. Like, I felt winded, and I was like, I drove home.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did this happen? Like, and I'm on the bottom floor of our duplex. I'm just like, ugh. And I'm just like, I finally hey, guys, I don't feel well, and I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna go upstairs. And you guys hung out with Liz for a bit longer, and then... So then I went...
And that's how it started. Oh.
Well, and the weird thing was, it was like, I went to... I had to jump through all these fucking hoops. Like, I had... Because of my work medical plan,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name my company because I don't want to lose my job, but because of my work medical plan, the first step I had to make was I had to call Teladoc, which is basically you call a doctor... You describe your symptoms, and then they fucking make a diagnosis, right? So I'm just like, all
right.
For
example, you have butt cancer, right?
Right. Here. So I call the guy, and I describe my symptoms to him. The guy's like, you might have viral meningitis. You need to go to an urgent care doctor, like, today. I'm like, all right.
While this is all happening, by the way, in the background, look at this really cute puppy. That'll take the edge off.
That'll take the edge off the, you know, the diabetes.
It's really cute. Look at him. Aww. All right. Continue on.
Sorry. So I go to the urgent care, and Liz is with me, and we're sitting there, and they do all the fucking tests for viral meningitis. Like, they take blood. They, you know, like, I remember there was a point where they do the nasal passage test. So they basically stick this extra long Q-tip up my nose, and I like literally thought I felt it pierce my brain.
Ugh.
I was like, and yeah, no, it was fucking weird. Like, I was like, I couldn't smell right the rest of the day. I was like, So the guy comes, like, so the urgent care doctor comes back after like 20 minutes, and he's like, okay, good news, you don't have viral meningitis. I'm like, great. Bad news, you have type 2 diabetes.
Ta-da!
Just, like, put, like, in, like 1997 Microsoft Word clip art, just diabetes. Every time, Sean, do me this favor. Every time the word diabetes is mentioned, put it up there.
Right, pose for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
And
diabetes.
Yeah, right. Put me in like a fun like sort of pose with Wilford Brimley. There you go. In a pile of sweet potatoes because they're low on the glycemic index.
But regular potatoes are?
No, they're not.
Okay, so they're sweet. Not.
Yeah,
so sweet potato.
So that's another thing. Like, I can't eat French fries. I can't eat mashed potatoes. Well, I mean, I probably could, but I have to eat them in such small amounts that they don't jack my blood sugar up. Anyway, so
that's like your favorite. Hold on. As a side, yes. What are some foods that you now can no longer eat?
Well,
so potatoes, which is a really bad one for you, since you know you're such an Irish, you know, just such
well,
an
it's
Irish
not,
boy.
It's not only that. Like mashed potatoes with gravy are my favorite food.
Right.
Like I'm fucking weird, but I mean like that's like the ultimate comfort food for me. So.
I mean, like, and it's not even like it's your like your favorite side dish. It's like it's your favorite.
It's like my favorite food, like hands down. I could smear that shit on anything and eat.
So his favorite food isn't like, you know, a perfectly seared sirloin steak or like a fucking.
No, just, like the steak would be great, but slap some mashed potatoes on that. Fucking. I'll make love to that cow.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
I'll make face love with that cow. I'm going to take that cow to Flavortown in my mouth.
Oh, God, no. Don't say that.
You're the one who brought it up. As you can see, Guy Fieri's going to town on some mashed potatoes. Oh, that is gangster, man. The one guy's off to the side. He's like, the fuck? I love it. But yeah, so potatoes are out.
No, oh, that's so
bread. Certain types of bread, I should say. I mean, they say you want to limit your bread and pasta intake to like what else? Obviously anything high in sugar content is not advisable.
No sodas.
Actually, you know, interestingly enough, I had been limiting my soda intake. And, like, now, like, because of this, I've just straight up cut soda from my diet.
Right.
And I'll say this much. One of the benefits to this is I've dropped from 320 pounds to 240 in the span of, like, 2.5 months. Maybe 2 months? I think I was diagnosed at the beginning of May. It's now like first, second week of July.
Jesus.
Now, I'm going to get to this in a second. That actually might not be a great thing. So let me just go ahead. I'm going to skip everything else because like they put me on medication. That made me fucking sick as hell. Because apparently, and this is something the doctor failed to tell me when they were prescribing me. They were like, yeah, you're going to take this medication. I'm like, okay, I'm taking the medication. Suddenly, I've got headaches, I'm nauseous, I'm dizzy as fuck. Like, literally going from the top of my stairs to the bottom of the stairs is, like, fucking putting me down for at least 20 minutes. Like, I was, like, legit, like, that disoriented, right? And I was like, what? So I kept calling the doctor, and of course, I'm getting, like, the nurse and everything, and I'm just getting the runaround, you know? They're just like, oh, well, we'll leave a message with the doctor and have the doctor call you back. Finally, I get a hold of the actual doctor, right? And the doctor's like, yeah, the reason for why that is because your blood sugar was so high for so long, your body adapted to that. So the problem is that now that the medication is essentially resetting your blood sugar levels to what we would consider normal, the problem is that your body's thinking you're hypoglycemic now.
Oh, shit.
So basically, it's basically my body is at the correct sugar level, but my body is used to the fucking crazy high sugar level. So now, because I was 280.
Right.
That was my blood sugar. Now I'm at like 100, which is what it is for a normal person who doesn't have diabetes.
Shit.
Which is fine, which is great, because I don't have to stick myself with like... Okay, I was about to say, I don't have to stick myself with needles, but I'm like, no, that's a lie. I got to do that every fucking day, at least 3 times a day.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Not with insulin. That's the thing. So I don't take it. I don't take shots of insulin. I actually am on two types of medication specifically for the diabetes. But I actually have to stick myself in like the finger to get a blood sample from my glucometer to check my blood sugar.
So basically, like, so let me ask you a question. Like, is college age you who laughed at all those, like, call now for a free blood reading meter? Like, whenever you saw something on TV going, like, fuck.
No, because I was always the kind of guy who'd be watching that. I do need that. I do need that butter slap chop. Did you guys know that that's a fucking thing?
Wait, the butter slap chop?
That's not the actual name. I don't remember what the actual name of it is, but it's essentially you take a stick of butter, you put it in this thing, and you just hit the fulcrum on it, and it just puts out perfect slices of butter every fucking time. Got a corn muffin? Bam! Slice of butter. Need toast? Bam! Slice of butter.
No! Wait! I have not seen this.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh my god.
God bless you, Popeco, or Ronco, whatever the fuck it's called. Ron Popeil, right? That's it. Ron Popeil? Billy Mays?
I don't know.
Johnny Starr. Anyway. I'm just literally naming guys who, like, schlock stuff on TV.
Hold on.
Wah.
And just to prove how much diabetes has changed your life, I sawed this boat in half.
I should have known that was coming.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
You got on the whole buttered chop slap thing
or
whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I'm no less guilty.
No, you're not.
No.
Guilty motherfucker.
Yeah, but I'll say this much. The scariest bit of this was about a week ago I actually got I had one of those moments of clarity. I got out of work and you actually had to help me to my car.
Right.
I figured, you know, oh, it's the heat. It's like 99. It's like 97 degrees outside.
It's like the devil's taint outside.
It was like fucking crazy humidity, and yeah. I was like, dude, I don't feel well. Can you just do me a favor? I think I can get to my car on my own, but I just want to have somebody with me in case shit goes south, because I don't want to face plant on concrete.
I mean, you know, I was more than willing to help, obviously.
Right,
and,
no.
Like, I honestly thought that, yeah, sure, whatever, fine.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little woozy, but that was it at the time, right? So I get out to the car. I'm there for, like, 5 minutes, and then you go back inside, and then 2 minutes later, I'm just, like, throwing up, like, just out of nowhere. Like, I hadn't felt nauseous, like, all day, but then out of nowhere, just like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, everything came up, everything. And I was just like, ugh. One of the supervisors drove by, and they were like, are you okay? I'm like, ah, I'm good, I'm real good. No, but they were nice about it. They were like, do you need any help? I'm like, no, I'm good. I just need to get all this out, and then I'm going to go home. So I felt better after like the fifth time throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove home, threw up once more, then got home and got inside. And of course, my girlfriend concerned because, you know, it's an hour and a half later than when I got off work.
Right.
So she was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Just can you bring me down some water and some string cheese and a barf bucket?
Does anybody have any orange slices?
Anyway, so I get home. I'm lying there. I'm throwing up. She's freaking out. I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
We call Sean. Sean's in White Marsh. He's like at least an hour and a half away. There's no fucking way. I mean, he obviously offered to help to come get me, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's not going to help. So then we called you, and I love this story. Because I didn't find this out until fucking after the fact. But you apparently had just gotten your nose busted open in a fucking battle royal.
Yep.
Like, literally. You had just gotten dumped over the top rope.
Yep.
You got up. Oh, I'm bleeding.
I was in my wrestling gear, and I had just gotten my boots. And sure enough, like, you know, I'm in the ring, and somebody was just kind of, like, just a little too rough and, like, threw me head first into a turnbuckle, and I wasn't able to brace properly, so like my face was just covered in blood.
Yep.
So I got told, get out of the ring now, because you don't want to bleed on the mat. So I got out of the ring.
Blood's expensive to get, especially a wrestling mat.
Like, those things are like $200 a pop. So you want to
So I went out, took off my elbow pads and shit, and was sitting down, pissed off at myself. And my phone's ringing, and I'm like, oh, shit, hello? And it was Liz, and she was freaking the fuck out, dude.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, so, again, it, like, in the background, you're hearing me going, bleh.
I didn't hear that. I just,
oh, good.
I did not hear you going, bleh.
Yeah. Because at that point, I wasn't throwing anything up. It was all just dry-heaving spit.
So,
which was fun. Anyway, so finally, Brian's like, I'm in Hagerstown right now. I can't do anything. I'll call somebody.
Right.
Luckily, he calls his roommate, who just happened to be cleaning her car. And she was like, I'm not doing anything really, so I can come get you.
Yeah.
So she does. She comes. She gets us. Her and Liz have to I'm sorry. I was able to walk at that point, but, like, barely. Like, they got up under my arms to, like, sort of steady me. I was just like, oh, I got this. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm lying down in the back seat of Helen's car, like, fucking bucket strapped to my face. Because, again, at this point, I'm freaking out that I'm going to boot all over the back of the car she just cleaned out.
Right.
I didn't want to be that guy. Anyway, so we get to the hospital, and I can't, I'm totally winded at this point. Like, I'm out of energy. My abdominal muscles that, you know, are under this pudgy exterior are sore as fuck from having to, like, keep leaning over to, yeah. And so they have to wheel me in a fucking wheelchair. So imagine the scene. I roll out of the car. And they help me up into the wheelchair. And I'm, like, hunched over with this barrel. I'm just like, bleh. It's probably the most pathetic scene ever.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but it's...
It's more pathetic than a T-Rex trying to masturbate. As seen here. Anyway, so we sit there for a bit. They admit me into the emergency room. I'm sitting there for hours. Finally, they come back and they're like, so we know what's wrong. It's, you have ketoacidosis. I'm like, this is the part where you explain more. And they're like, oh, your body can't break down sugar to turn it into insulin to have it burn for energy. So your blood sugar level is high.
Mm.
So what your body is doing instead to create the energy for you to be able to function is it's burning fat. The problem is there's a byproduct that's getting into your blood and your urine, which too much of it will make you sick. They were we didn't understand how you could have this because your blood sugar was high on the acceptable range. It was like 180.
Mm-hmm.
Like 180-ish, which, again, is on the higher end of acceptable. Any more than that, you have to start worrying.
Right.
But they were like, yeah, normally when people present this condition, they're, like, in sugar ranges of, like, 3 to 400.
Jesus.
So it's like, so we don't understand how this is possible. I'm like, I got an idea. Well, it's because my blood sugar was so high for so long. I don't know. So they stuck me with some fluid. They gave me some actual insulin for my body to process. And it got to the point where I had been there for almost 6-7 hours. Apparently, like, I was out of it so much that Liz was having a conversation with me I completely don't remember having.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, messaging her at 2 a.m. because I think I was at Denny's.
I think we had just gotten home at that point.
And she was like, yeah, we're home. And I'm like, okay, cool, you know. But
and I was going to say, and I mentioned this right before we went on, but I was like, if I have to watch one more goddamn episode of Flip or Flop, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Because, of course, you know, because I was sort of going in and out of it, Liz needed something to do. Because what is she going to do? Talk to my unconscious body? Come on. So she turned on HGTV. I mean, I know you would, but, I mean, probably the most meaningful conversation you've had in a month. Oh, I'm sorry. That's rude. I guess I'm catching up on all my Brian bashing in one night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, boo. You know I love you.
There's no titty there anymore. It's just Zool.
Oh. See, that's the other thing that's bothering me. So I've lost all this weight. I've gone from, what, it's 320 to 244 was the last weight they gave me at the hospital. I mean, seriously, look.
That's...
Look. I'm down to a B cup. It's so sad.
Yeah, but you still got like the nipple, a nipple the size of like a silver dollar. So
it's like one of those pink nipples on baby bottles. Like literally, you could just swap that out. It's gross.
Aren't they usually yellow?
Didn't they used to be pink? I don't know.
No, I don't think they were ever pink.
No, they were always depicted as pink in like cartoons and television.
Well, yeah, but like when you actually see them in like real life, they're yellow because I guess like that would just be too fucking weird to see a pink nipple. But
I don't know. So anyway. So yeah, long story short, I had diabetes and that made me unable to do the show for a while because
that made him a sad boy.
Yeah, it made me a sad boy.
Yeah.
But I'm back now.
It made us all sad boys because we missed you, Colin.
That was the episode of BGN. I think next week we'll actually come back with an actual regular episode. Yeah. So
let's zoom out on a dog fucking a horse.
Please don't do that. Anything else but that.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.